Comedian Chris Garcia has a new podcast that's very personal. It's a loving tribute to his father, who fled communist Cuba and built a life for his young family in L.A.
Even in his free time, he was always making things. He made a jewelry press, a mechanical orange peeler. He would have killed it on Gilligan's Island. He would have been like, give me 2 coconuts and a shoelace, and I'll make you a cell phone tower.
The podcast is called Scattered, and while some of it is funny, it goes where Chris Garcia couldn't go after his father developed Alzheimer's, into the past. Chris Garcia joins us now from NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Lulu.
This podcast is ostensibly about your father, and I do want to talk about him, but it is also about, it struck me, loss, you know, of memory, of place, even of time.
Yeah, I mean, my father passed away 2 years ago, you know, and he was a big impact on my life, obviously, and a big part of my stand-up comedy set. You know, I'd always talked about him since the very beginning. And when he died, it left a big hole in my life, and I had a lot of grief, and I didn't quite know what to do with it. And I realized I didn't know all that much about my dad. Like, I knew about his life before he came to the United States, and it kind of set me on this journey to find out about him a little more. And in a way, in this kind of beautiful way, although it's been hard and I've missed him, I feel like I've kept him alive in a way.
Yeah, it's like a memoir almost, a podcast memoir of your
dad. Yeah, it's a memoir of my dad's life.
The exile of Cubans from the island after the revolution is the great cataclysm in our community. I'm Cuban as well. It's essentially a schism where families were separated by politics and sort of physically scattered. Growing up, how did you understand it?
You know, I understood that it was really difficult for them, but the details of it, my parents always kind of guarded me from it. They didn't really tell me exactly what they went through. I knew some things, that they that it was, my dad was in a work camp for a little while and stuff like that, but they never went into the details of it. And I knew that my dad had scars on his hands and up his arms and stuff like that, but I never really knew why. And I think maybe to protect me, and maybe men of that generation didn't really share their emotions with their kids, like, you know, like my dad certainly kept me from that stuff. And I understand why.
No. Yeah, I mean, you know that, like, that generation kept so many secrets because they had to in many ways.
Yeah, they had to. I mean, I think they also wanted to. I think it's something they wanted to leave behind when they left Cuba and all that trauma. They wanted to start a new life in the United States or wherever they immigrated to, and so they'd rather not remember it. My dad was sent to a camp about 30 miles east of Havana. Ernesto says every day was just cut cane, throw it on a cart, wheel it away. Cut cane, throw it on a cart, wheel it away. And I know, Ernesto is not my dad, and I can't say that they experienced the exact same thing. But this is the closest I've come to knowing my dad's own story. I see my dad under the hot Caribbean sun, his active mind idle. His hands, which had once been busy building gadgets, now raw from cutting cane. I picture him restless, sleepless, getting skinnier and skinnier.
Your father got released from the camp because his sister managed to get a doctor to issue a fake medical waiver, saying he was having a nervous breakdown. And he was treated then at a mental asylum called Mazorra. Tell us about that place.
It has kind of a boogie monster element to it. Everyone knows it as this kind of terrible place.
I mean, they used electric shock and all these other technologies.
And without anesthetic for some people in some cases. So my dad was an outpatient there. So after he left the camp, he would go there a couple times a week for months. And, you know, I was always under the impression that it was punitive. It was to punish him for wanting to leave the island and for leaving the camps early. But after talking to a professor, Jenny Lamb, who lives in Rhode Island, who's kind of, she's a specialist and on Mazorra and everything, I learned that it's a little more complicated than that it may have actually helped treat him as well. So it's interesting being a Cuban American, because we usually, the generation, the diaspora my parents came from, it's always bad. Cuba is the devil. You know, it's they always have such bad impressions of it, but it's not always that way. And so it's complicated and nuanced. And so I learned that Masohra could have been bad, but it also ultimately helped my father.
So I'm wondering, after you've done this, do you feel like you understand your family better now and yourself?
Yeah, I understand it so much. I mean, there's the generational trauma where there's anxiety. You know, my parents, if the doorbell rang, they would freak out. Now I know why. And now I know why I get some anxiety myself. It's been passed down. I mean, I eat quickly. I am a really fast eater. And it's when I was a kid, my parents would be like, all right, you better eat this before the government takes it away. You know, and now I understand this context.
Has your family heard it, and what do they think?
You know, it's really, that's what makes it really special to me, is that my sister and my mom really love it. I mean, my mom loves it because she's a ham and she loves hearing her own voice, and she's like, I'm a star. and also my sister, I mean, some things are very difficult to rehear for them. And honestly, I've gotten scared that this will re-traumatize my family. But I think in all, they really think it's a beautiful memoir to my dad, who, you know, did not live a super remarkable life, a very known life that you would make a movie. He's not like a movie star or anyone. He doesn't have a Wikipedia page or anything, but he's still a wonderful man that people should know about. And I know my family, my mom and my sister, are very proud of him, as am I.
Why'd you call it Scattered?
Well, a couple different reasons. It hit me one day. You know, my dad's dying wish was to be scattered along the coast of Cuba. And also, it's left me scattered. My dad's death has kind of left me all over the place and not knowing what to do. So I feel like it's just a good word that encapsulates all of that.
Chris Garcia's new podcast is called Scattered. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Lulu. I really appreciate it.
Sometimes